Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hello, hello. Want to come on today and talk about what you're really selling? Sounds like a dumb question. I know what I'm selling. I sell a service. I sell a consulting package. I sell coaching. I know what I sell. What are you going to tell me that I don't already know? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you think that you sell a service, or you sell consulting, or you sell coaching, you have misunderstood the thing that you're actually selling and the thing that clients actually want. See, nobody wants to buy services. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I need to hire a coach, or I need to hire a consultant, or I need this service. Nobody says that. What we want and what we lie awake at night thinking about and what we wake up in the morning desiring is some kind of transformation, some kind of change, some kind of outcome in our lives. And that's what you're really selling. And I don't care what you actually deliver, there is a transformation involved for the client if you do what you do well and you get them the outcomes that they want. And if you don't know what that transformation is, it's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. It's your fault. Because that means you haven't thought deep enough about the impact that your work has on the client. If you think that through and you identify the consequences of your work, of your consulting or your services, your coaching, then you will see that there is a transformation involved for the client, and that's really what they're buying from you, whether or not you know it. So for example, Kane is a client of mine. Kane is a financial advisor who we've recently helped get really focused on the niche of entrepreneurs. And Kane sells financial planning services. He's a financial advisor. He helps them get their finances in order and start saving money and investing and all that fun stuff. But that's not really what Kane's selling, and that's not really what Kane's clients are buying, because Kane's clients are typically entrepreneurs with families. Kane targets fathers. And so what Kane's really selling to these fathers is a new identity. An identity that is responsible, an identity that is that takes care of their children. He wants these fathers to feel like they're the responsible parents and husbands that they want to be, that they're taking care of their family and they're taking care of their future. That's the identity that Kane is selling his clients. And the services that Kane delivers is the vehicle through which that identity is transformed. Another example is my client, Carrie. Carrie is an executive coach, not just for anybody. There's a million executive coaches out there, but Carrie is an executive coach for really high potential managers who are struggling to break through management and get to becoming an executive, get to becoming a standout leader, as she calls it. So yeah, Carrie delivers coaching. That's the transaction, is for coaching. That's not what she's selling. What she's selling is the potential to become a standout leader. She's selling these managers a new identity, an identity where they are looked up to, where they are respected, where they can become the truly powerful and impactful leaders that they deserve to be. That's what she's selling. The vehicle through which she delivers that is the coaching, but that's not what they're buying. They're buying the new identity. They're buying the transformation. So if you haven't thought about this, you need to think about it now, because if you haven't thought about this, then your marketing is going to stay at the level of features and benefits, and you're going to be stuck trying to convince clients that you're better than the other guy and that you're different and that you have a better process and all of that stuff. That's ultimately a race to the bottom. If your buyer, if your prospect believes that you can help them become the person that they ultimately want to be, and you seem to have a process for helping them become that person, and you've helped other people like them or other businesses like them become that person or that business or that company, that's what they want from you. That's what they're looking for, and that's where you need to focus. So hope that helps. If you have any questions about this, drop them in the comments. In fact, I would love to hear from you. What is the transformation that you are providing to your clients? Where are you taking them from, and where are you taking them to?
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.